The accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Russ Dizdok, and we're going to be talking about the Dark Awakening. And people, most people are totally unaware of the fact that there really is another dimension. We live in one dimension, but there really are beings from another dimension. You can contact them with a Ouija board. Don't do it, but I want you to know it's real. My wife has used them, and only one time, and realized, of course, it was a supernatural force there. And of course, anybody who's ever dealt with this understands that there are means of contact in the other dimension. In fact, we're being encouraged to do that by certainly Oprah Winfrey and Rhonda Burns and so many of people that Oprah features on her programs. But understand the reason that she has made over $2 billion, that she's one of the most powerful women in the world, is because, of course, she serves the people on the other side, and she encourages people to contact those other beings. Well, whether she realizes it or not, and she may not even understand what this is all about, there really is another dimension. There is a dark awakening. So with that as the background, Russ, why don't you introduce yourself to our guests and tell them how you got involved in this, and why everybody should be concerned, especially at this time in the history of our nation.
Great, sure. Thank you, Dr. Stan. We came out of, in the 70s, I was a young person seeking spirituality through all kinds of means, and got into Buddhism and learning how to leave your body, all kinds of things back in those days. When I came out of that and came to the Lord, we began to work with many people, especially young people, and we were working with hundreds and hundreds of young people, and we began to notice that many of them were getting involved in dabbling in Satanism and just dark spiritual, you know, seeking forces, seeking powers for themselves. They were reading books, and we began to target them, to reach them evangelistically, but then we engaged in their lives, because they have opened doors, the presence of dark spirits, the demons. So we read about them in the Bible, but we began to deal with them in the lives of many young folks. And so we began to track the young folks and how they were getting their books and information. They were becoming part of covens. And from that point, over 20-some years now, we've just simply dealt with thousands of individuals, tried to study everything we could. And Dr. Stan, we see now the largest ramping up of just satanic presence, dark spirits. The doors are open wide, And millions of people have opened the doors to that presence. And millions are literally crying out for help, voices in their head. Even when it comes to criminology, we find that a lot of these serial killers and others, they have voices and presence in their life that they opened up to that has taken them, well, just into very, very horrific crimes.
No, I remember the recent story of this 8-year-old boy who shot his father and a friend. And he said the voices told him to do it. The voices told him to do it. Apparently, you know, in many respects, he was quite a normal child. But there were this other element, these dark, dark spiritual forces. And certainly, you know, we remember the story of Ted Bundy, who, of course, was a multiple serial killer. And his interview with Dr. Dobson before he died, telling of the influence of pornography on him. Well, pornography is something that these dark forces are using, are encouraging, to take our attention away from the Lord and draw it into all sorts of macabre and terrible, terrible activities. So, certainly, you've been at this, what, 20, 25 years now?
Yes, but we've been involved in pastoring and doing ministry for over 30 years, but directly going after this, we started a little unit called Shatter the Darkness. It was just a little unit of guys that would focus on going after this subject. And then from that, it just grew into ministry that dealt with people coming from everywhere. I was recruited in being a law enforcement police chaplain to teach on satanic ritual abuse and cult crime in the police academy. And we got involved on that side of it and tracked crimes. And we do a lot of tracking, too. But then we begin to deal with satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder. And we found that there were hundreds of thousands of cases, now diagnosed cases across the nation, into the thousands, and wondering how and where these folks came from. And that's the big issue today, is where this purposeful creation of a split in the human core. And in most cases, it involves the conjuring of spirits and adding that to this ritual abuse. And it's pretty horrific, Dr. Stan.
Well, where does it come from? I mean, how could these things be going on when the average individual out there in the listening audience is not really aware of them? We hear the occasional bizarre case, but, I mean, certainly this is a very well-coordinated effort all across our country. And, of course, where is law enforcement? Where is the FBI? Why and the CIA? Why aren't they exposing it?
Well, a lot of the reasons for that is if we go all the way back to the 1940s, G.H. Estabrooks, which was the head of the American Psychological Association, he was a world-renowned psychologist, he wrote a book called Hypnotism, in which he spells out the military or the CIA's involvement in the development of mind control techniques. A lot of it, you know, learned from the Nazi doctors. And they all the way back there, he describes how they learned how to create sub-personalities in individuals to create assassins, those who can do reconnaissance, those who can infiltrate other governments. So way back then, we see the writings. Along the way, we can find more with Sidney Gottlieb and many others involved, Jolly West, and others that were involved with the CIA in the development of, MKUltra, the mind control projects. But what most people don't realize is that it did involve a dark spirituality. It did flow from the Nazis, the technology and the spirituality. And the scary thing is this, in 1992, I finally called a hypnotherapist that was working in a satanic ritual abuse ward at Centennial Hospital in Denver. And Holly Hector told me at that time, and she had down on in one of the books I was reading on her material, she said there was a diagnosed level of 2.5 million cases. And we begin to find that in every psych ward in our city, victims.
Paul will be right back just a moment. Right here, the American Film Network.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Food Network. Our guest this morning is Russ Dizdak, and we're talking about the dark awakening and the fact that there really are these forces in our society, and of course they permeate from every aspect of our government. The FBI they would set out to counter people like Russ and other people we've had on our programs who are trying to tell people about the satanic ritual abuse, the satanic crimes that are happening here in the United States. And of course, the FBI is right there to say, oh, no, it doesn't exist. It's all imaginary. The CIA or people affiliated with the CIA were deeply involved in the False Memory Syndrome Organization. And they were out there saying, oh, all these children who talk about satanic ritual abuse, oh, it's all imaginary. It's a false memory. Did you run into that, Russ?
Yeah, we sure did, and the difficulty was, I think, that when people began to be challenged by the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, of course that scared them, but then when we looked into that organization, as you've said, part of the founders were ex-CIA mind control individuals, Dr. Orne, Dr. Jolly West, and others.
Well, he was with the CIA right up until he passed away. He was down there visiting Timothy McVeigh, you know, apparently with the CIA, you know, on a regular basis.
Right. And I think now with so many victims that, and that's the big issue, if we understand how many, literally, even back in the 90s, 2.5 million diagnosed cases, we now are seeing that, and our involvement has been just, you know, spending thousands of hours dealing with them, helping to break a programming, part of the mind control issue. And we've watched, we've seen them, we see how it works when they're activated, when they're called on the phone and a trigger is given and they switch to an alter personality. We've watched them as they've committed, you know, acts of crime, of harm. We worked with a federal officer's wife for 4 years. We've seen inside of her and dealt with at least 30 other alter personalities. They could speak other languages. They can conjure demonic presences. They were very versed in the left-hand path of dark spirits. And Dr. Stan, this is one of the big issues, is that as we dealt with them and have worked with them over all these years across the United States they've come from, we've found that in all the cases of those who have sub-personalities and demonic presence and programming, all those factors together, whether anybody wants to believe it at this point or not, they all confess, or we all have found that they have sub-personalities that claim that they are part of a conspiracy, of a coming massive chaos that will help usher in what they believe is a whole new world order and a new leader for the world. They literally believe they're part of the troops of Antichrist and that they're here to create massive havoc.
And you say many of these people can speak strange languages that they've never been trained in?
Sure. They have, well, we've dealt with, in most all the cases of those that we've termed, or they call themselves, chosen ones, in almost every one of those cases, they have a sub-personality that speaks fluent German. We found that some that have Russian, other languages, but then, understand, there's others that have, like, old Pictish languages, Oguam, Beltashari. They're languages that have been used in occult circles, and some of them are dead languages, but they're used in ritual format and also in the preservation of secrets. This is a big secret to them. They realize that they're living in a secrecy, but they all believe their day is coming, that they're going to literally turn the United States upside down and get it prepared. They're very familiar, and they confess that they have within them sleeper personalities. And Dr. Stan, we have seen when we have literally woken them up or activated them ahead of time, they are the most cold and violent physically when their programming kicks in. I've watched them as they have attacked, you know, our staff members, and it is horrific to see what they're able to do. I'm not sure anybody hears me right now. This is Russ Dizdar, and I'm on with Dr. Stan Monteith, but I think we got just booted off the air. Hello? I'm here now, yes. I think somewhere along the line we got booted off or something.
Well, you didn't get booted off. I got booted off. I don't know if there was an accident. My phone dropped and suddenly I couldn't contact you again. Anyway, under any circumstances, we see these people, and these are the altered personalities that you're talking. These are the demonic personalities. Talk about this time is coming when we're going to be seeing total chaos here. Is that right?
Sure. What we found, and again, many of them over the years, for example, we had one that came from Fort Bragg, the PSYOPs, Black Ops operations there. They were very familiar with Colonel Shannon and the 1st Earth Battalion, the New Age soldiers that were to learn. They were to learn clairvoyance and telekinesis and psi powers. We dealt with a number of these individuals, but again, there's... when we have gotten down to some of the deeper sub-personalities who've been highly trained, highly programmed, and then they'll call it being energized, which means demonized with demonic power, and they all talk about this. They all talk about a day in which there'll be an activation. The one from Fort Bragg told me that they said, we will make Hitler's SS troops look like choir boys. Others have said, you know, that when they unleash the havoc across the nation, it'll be way beyond VTech and Columbine, and it will be in every city. And that's what we're finding, that they have been placed. I was recruited by a law enforcement agent to become a police chaplain and teach in a police academy here locally. And as I was recruited, we found out within the next 6 months, the person that recruited me, the corporal, was a multiple, had sub-personalities, had military connection, again, knew how to conjure demons and all the rest, and also believed in this, they call it, their terminology is a black awakening, a satanic awakening, an unleashing of satanic force. And if it was just one or two, Dr. Stan, it's one thing. But when we've dealt with 200 and spent thousands of hours, and then when we read the reports by, for example, Dr. Colin Ross out of Canada, he wrote a book called Project Blue Book, The Purposeful Creation of a Multiple Personality Disorder. Now, he deals just with the secular side, but there is behind all of this, this raging spiritual force, this belief that a satanic age is coming. It's in complete, you know, sync with like Albert Pike and the idea of a massive chaos before a new world order. And they believe it, and they believe that the Christendom needs to be suppressed, the United States needs to be brought down, and that global unity must, you know, occur. And they are ready to bring havoc.
And of course, I really believe that this is long range planning. I believe there's a timetable. I believe this is why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, so we would have young people, generations of young people who had no foundation in the Bible. Because the one thing these people, these demonic spirits, hate is the Word of God. Isn't that true, Russ?
It's absolutely true. They do. And we've dealt with deliverance cases, hundreds and hundreds of them over the years now. We've had law enforcement bring them in. We've had psychiatrists bring folks in. We have seen some of the weirdest things, but the worst of it is hearing these voices that are not human coming out of these people, that when we do apply the prayer that's necessary and the authority of Christ, the demonic presence comes to full manifestation and screams and speaks and throws people to the ground. And we had five officers in a room once when a man was said to have been abducted, and we were trying to get him back. And when he did show up, he immediately started a fight in the home, his own home, with myself and the other officers, and they had to leg chain him and handcuff him and hold him to the ground. But then he would switch to a demonized subpersonality and scream at us. And Dr. Stan, the weirdest part of that evening was when he rose up. All the officers saw this, and they all heard it when this voice, this guttural, deep, demonic voice came out, literally screamed in the house, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Well, at that, the officers just grabbed him, took him, and threw him in the police car, and took him to the psych ward. This is part of that dark agenda that I think biblical revelation shows us. The ramping up of the dark side, it's so vast right now. It is an urgency for us to see how deep and broad and how wide this has become.
Well, I have no question that this is actually true. The other side, in fact, just a week ago, last Friday, on the internet site of the Wall Street Journal, and we have the article, anybody wants to see it, an article talking about the coming of the world ruler, the Maitreya that they talk of. And all of these people who are into the demonic realm talk about the Maitreya. We carry a book, not on a regular schedule, but it's called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, written by Wayne Peterson, who was recruited into the world occult movement by a man named David Rockefeller, at least according to his book. And he has met Maitreya, and he has actually moved to Henderson, Nevada, with hundreds of other people waiting for the return of the Christ, but not the Jesus Christ that you and I would worship. And there really are people out there who are deeply involved in the supernatural. So basically, can you get the people through this? Can you cast out the demonic spirits and actually bring them back to a sane level?
Sure, that's the good news. Again, with all of the dark forces and presence, and again, in the world of psychiatry and law enforcement, they're all seeing it, and they're all crying out for help. Even the Vatican has ordered hundreds and hundreds of their priests to be trained in exorcism because of in Italy and Europe and so forth, the vast problem. I think biblical prophecy tells us the end of days, there would be the unprecedented ramping up of demonic force. So, yes, we can. When it comes to individuals who have just a demonic presence, they've opened doors, they've gotten into real Satanism or other areas. As you mentioned earlier, even the opening of the door of a Ouija board, that can bring demonic influence, and once doors are open, they want more room. But yes, we've seen demonic presence kicked out and people completely freed, just like in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. We've also seen, though, and I think all the counselors across the nation, and there are literally thousands of them now, all across the nation, they'll tell us, though, that when it comes to multiple personality disorder, or they call it now dissociative identity disorder, meaning sub-personalities or alter personalities are inside that also are demonized. Now, it is more complex because you have to get to all those fragmented and broken areas to bring both the deliverance, to kick out the demonic force, and to pray for the healing of the fractured mind and the fractured soul.
How many of these people present as schizophrenia?
Well, in the 70s, many of them were diagnosed schizophrenics when they did not yet know, you know, the DSM-4, the diagnostic manual for psychologists. They didn't have a definition yet.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Russ Dizdak. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world, not the artificial world you live in. And you're being protected from it by the media. It doesn't want you to know. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Thank you.
here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Russ Dizdok. And Russ, would you like to give your website or other information out about your ministry?
Sure. The ministry is called Shatter the Darkness, and on the web it's just simply www.shatterthedarkness.net. And on that main site, it'll take you to hundreds of training MP3s. It'll take you to a site called the Black Awakening, referring to this goal of the Satanic Super Soldiers. And it'll give a lot of information. So that's the best thing they can do. It'll have contact address if they need someone needs to contact. Just shatterthedarkness.net on the web.
All right, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And if you're interested, then you should be interested in this subject, ladies and gentlemen, because this is the reality of where we're headed. And remember, what energized the Nazi movement was the occult. Now, that has been, there is information out there. In fact, the History Channel did a wonderful four-part series on Hitler and the occult. We recommend it to you very, very strongly. A very good overview of what this is all about. But remember, of course, that many of the Nazi scientists were brought to America under Operation Paperclip. We've got a great four-tape set in that, and Clark includes an interview with Dr. Colin Ross, who Russ just talked about, who wrote the book. Originally it was called Operation Bluebird, and now it's called The CIA Doctors. Going out on this, how the CIA actively worked to produce multiple personalities in children through this trauma-based method of actually creating trauma and then splitting the personality. You're dealing with organized evil on a scale that most people find almost impossible to believe. Would that be a fair statement, Russ?
Yes, I would say so, because, I mean, that's in our area that I live in, we've had over even just a 10-year period, pastors and leaders bring to us from 50 other churches people who said they had voices or in their head or influences. We've had from law enforcement and psychiatric centers here, the individuals who are multiple personality disorder brought to us. And a lot of folks don't understand it. They don't know how to deal with it. So it's kind of, they just give them off. And so we have been, as with many of those who want to see these individual victims helped, just overloaded, even to this day, overloaded with the cases. And this is the big issue, Dr. Stan, is that if there's that many of them really, at this point, and Dr. Colin Ross in his book did the same thing we did back in the mid-90s, we estimated by then there were 4.5 million cases diagnosed and probably another 5 million that are what we call intact. They've never been to a psych ward, a counseling center. They haven't been recorded yet, because half of the victims we've dealt with haven't been there yet. So we estimated in a conference back in mid-90s around 10 million out there. Now, he's put it in his book, and others are beginning to estimate the volume of numbers of individuals. And here's why we need to track backwards. Where do they come from? What are they all about? And it does go back to the Nazi issue, to the occultism that you've mentioned. It does go back to the fact that the CIA bought in to that demonic technology, to that spiritual agenda. Even NASA, as Dr. Richard Hoagland in his new book, Dark Mission, has revealed the incredible occultism connected. We see the Amalantra working by Aleister Crowley and this massive, massive revival. As a matter of fact, one occult historian, Dr. James Webb, he said there's two great proliferations of occult literature, you know, in history. And he said that the first, great proliferation of occult literature was pre-Nazi Germany that led to that occult ideology. The second greatest proliferation, he says, occurred in the 60s in the United States.
And, of course, James Webb is a Cambridge scholar who, after he completed his trilogy on that, of course, died under, well, let's say he just died, as so often happens to people who get into this who do not have the Lord's protection. In fact, Cindy, there's no way that you can be dealing with this without the Lord's protection. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I totally agree, because when we've dealt with the demonic forces and so forth, and we've had some pretty really violent episodes and individuals, you know, sent after us. And I was in a federal officer's home, and when the wife, who was a multiple, switched to a cult coven loyal personality that was demonized right there in front of us, I mean, within a second, and tried to stab me with a hidden weapon she had, and said that it, you know, after it was stopped and she was stopped, she admitted it. She was programmed by the coven to do so, and so we have found that yes, in all these years, the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no question. To understand, one of the things we've noticed, the demons don't care about old Quetzalcoatl and other religious figures. They all fear the real Christ of Scriptures. They all have to come under obedience. And when they're kicked out with the authority of the Lord Jesus, they are decimated. And we do need, and through Him, have that protection. That's the only way that we can handle this.
Well, now, I'd asked you earlier about schizophrenia, because I have the wife of a very good friend of mine is schizophrenic, and certainly, you know, how many of these people, you know, are diagnosed as schizophrenia, really, these multiple personalities?
Well, again, that occurred quite often in the late 70s, early 80s, because it looks similar, and here's what needs to happen. If we have an individual that has, you know, they're having delusions and thoughts and voices, we call it a freedom encounter. It simply means we're going to pray over them, praying with the authority of Christ, to look for any kind of demonic presence. If there's really demonic presence there, it will react to that prayer, to that authority, and we can get to the root of why those voices are there and what's going on. So it's really just doing drugs alone to suppress stuff. All it does is suppress and maybe enables them to manage it, but many of them have presented that way in the beginning. But once we are able to get in and begin to pray over them and literally break these demonic empowerments, then we would get to what's really there, the sub-personalities and the damage that was done to them, and that's when we begin to see them find, you know, relief and healing.
What part of the country are you in, just generally?
We're in Ohio.
Okay, fine. So, and you really have to actually have the people brought to you. I mean, there's no way you really can't do much of anything over the telephone, can you?
We do some of the counseling. We've got ongoing cases weekly right now where we do some over the phone because of the desperate situation that some victims are in. We don't like to, because of, you know, there's times, you know, a demonic presence or a sub-personality gets them to hang up on us.
Sure.
And so that occurs. Now, we've been flown out to other states. You know, we'll go out to any state. We've flown out to numerous states to deal with individuals. And the easiest thing for us, though, is to have them come here locally.
Sure.
In which they go to a hotel and we bring a team in and help them that way.
How long a process is it with these unfortunate people?
Well, with like demonization of a single personality person, that could be a day. That could be one or two, you know, sessions. When it comes to complex multiplicity where they were created, and some of them, Dr. Stan, still have handlers and people that retrieve them, and we have battled them, we've engaged them, we've been threatened by them, we've seen them face to face. That then begins to take, it can take months and months. In the psychiatric centers, they talk about it taking years, but if they don't deal with the spiritual side, it will take years. If we can deal with the spiritual side and deal with the programming, it does take months and months of working through these sessions and breaking because we got to remember, most of this occurred in their childhood and their development, and years have been put into them. And the demonic side is one thing that's easier to deal with. The harder aspect is the programmed subpersonalities, and then working through the literally the lies that have been injected, and helping them come through that, and praying for the inner healing. That takes longer.
Well, some of the therapists really aren't approaching this from a Christian point of view, and that makes it can they really be effective?
Well, I don't think so, because we've had many interactions. Individual victims coming straight out of the psych ward. They've been there a number of years dealing with, and they come to us, and of course, a psych ward in psychiatry and psychology, they're not going to approach it that way. So here's what we see. When you don't approach it in the spiritual sense and dealing with the demonic side, you don't break through to all of the other subpersonalities. You don't break through to the personalities that are programmed to do reconnaissance, to inform their coven or handlers. For the military ones, they inform military handlers. And so you've got to deal with it that way. Otherwise, you end up seeing them just, given coping skills, and drugs are used to suppress voices, which it comes back once the drugs are taken away. So I don't believe that this kind of thing can be dealt with on just a human scale like that.
Well, the fascinating thing is, of course, I'm well aware of what's going on from this point of view, and we've talked to other people. I don't know if Gregory Reed, if he was involved years ago.
Sure, absolutely.
Gregory?
Yes, I do. I was at a conference he did with Tony Kyle, law enforcement, in St. Louis just this year.
Oh, great. Well, like I said, we're carrying his new book. We carry his older book, too, Diary of a Devil Hunter, and his new book entitled The Trojan Church, dealing more with what's happening in the Christian church today than with the demonic forces out there. Are there any really good books out there you can recommend for our listeners? What about this book you said was written back in the 40s?
Well, I think that, G.H. Estabrooks, who again was world-renowned in psychology and so forth, but was recruited by CIA, in that little book, it's hard to get a hold of, but you can still find copies, massive revelation.
What's the title of the book?
It's called Hypnotism.
Hypnotism.
Yeah, that's okay. just that title. And G.H. Estabrooks. We have I did a one-hour session on the Shatter site that mentions him, and we actually read parts of the book that, and in the book that we have coming out, we have a lot of the quotes from the military side, from the world of psychiatry, from the streams of occultism, and all of that's kind of brought together. But I think that. I think that the book called Breaking the Cycle of Satanic Ritual Abuse by Daniel Ryder, he was trying to write to counselors in the secular field to show them the reality. He came through as a victim. I met him at a mind control conference in Richmond, Virginia back in the 90s when Dr. Corey Dunhaman was there and Alan Shefton was there, and that's when the big revelation of what was called the Green Bomb speech and the connection to Mengele and programming from the Nazis and deep connections to the old CIA was revealed at that conference.
Well, you bring up Mengele. I've talked to at least three people who claim that they had met him here in the United States. Have you ever heard that story? Is there truth to it?
Our issue was back in the end of the 80s and beginning of the 90s, when we began to hear these stories, our decision was, we're going to take a team and we're going to just spend whatever we have to. We're going to track this. We're going to listen to their stories and not even tell them that we're going to go to this house or to this place. We're going to look up this information. Now, that's what brought in a lot of information. And yes, especially the military-oriented ones, we'll talk about that back in late 50s, that they've met him and other German doctors.
Right.
They've all come up with that information, and I don't have a picture of them. I don't have that kind of thing, but there is that kind of testimony.
It's interesting that I've heard it enough times from Colin Ross as well that there may well be some truth. We've got somebody calling in. Who's on the line?
Hello, Dr. Stan. My name is Brian. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. And I consider it very important that this information be broadcast. I didn't quite get the website. Could you repeat that again?
Sure. It's www.shatterthedarkness.net.
Shatterthedarkness.net. Great. And
great.
You mentioned a name that I heard probably late 70s, early 80s, the 1st Earth Battalion. And were they generating, and I just saw them mentioned, and I never saw anything about it again, and were they generating people like this to use as plants and maybe assassins and so forth?
Well, I believe that, Dr. Colonel Shannon and, or Colonel Shannon, there was, they called it the Goat Lab also, and the individuals we dealt with explained to us how they were trained in remote viewing, psychic warfare, that they believed that they would have the power to maybe even inject thoughts into another person's mind, the enemy's mind, to do remote, not only remote viewing, but remote influence. They call it also psychic assassination. Yeah, one of the Fort Bragg individuals brought to me the manual, probably in 1993, the whole manual they had. You can see how it was worn, but it, as you read through it, you see the development of the New Age version.
And using, exactly, and using the word goat, nothing against the animal, but that's a very demonic symbolism too.
Sure is. We find that used a lot in the goat in the inverted pentagram. And they literally, the U.S. government was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's a lot of good information now. I believe his name is John Ronson, who wrote the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats. It's good information there. And but again, back then, the actual ones that, we had to engage them. They do seem to have psi powers. And but we look at the energy or the force behind that as demonic. But they see themselves as super soldiers, and
they've been brainwashed.
Sure, and that manual is very old now, and there's many new techniques being trained. And by the way, Colonel Shannon has been reactivated with Homeland Security. They're doing it again.
It makes me feel so much safer.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much.
And Russ, I appreciate you being with us. I think you're going to be with us again next week. And we're really looking forward. You're going to be with us this coming Friday on our evening program.
Right.
And we'll certainly try to get you on our afternoon program later. I think your information is highly important. We want to work very closely with you. We've got a small voice. At least it's a voice. And we really have people. And God bless. Have a wonderful day.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan Baxter, that's working. As bizarre as this may sound, we have a wonderful book. It's written by a Jesuit priest, Father Malachi Martin. And if you've never read it, you should. It changed my life, probably 28 years ago. I think I first read it in 1980. It's called Hostage to the Devil. It is a record of 5 exorcisms, which were verified by the Catholic Church. And, of course, when they do exorcisms, they are very, very particular in who they will accept it really as being demonically possessed. You usually have to be able to speak several foreign languages that you've never been trained in, and there are certain things that are very characteristic of people who are demonically possessed. Hostage to the Devil will change your whole outlook on the world. And we have a 4-tape set that goes with that. It's called Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And, of course, it really deals with what's going on in the Catholic Church, the forces at work there. And, of course, Father Malachi was a faithful a priest, believed in the Catholic religion, but of course he saw the demonic forces that were at work there as well. And I remember talking to him before he passed away about his book, The Windswept House. We do an interview with him on that. And as he points out, yes, the satanic ceremony held in the basement of the Vatican actually took place, just as I described it. But of course he could not write this. He had to write it as fiction. Fascinating material. Of course, then we carry the book, The CIA Doctors by Dr. Colin Ross. We have the 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip, bringing the Nazi scientists to America and helping them escape to South America, among them Dr. Mengele. And then, of course, you'll hear my interview with Dr. Colin Ross on that in that 4-tape set on Operation Paperclip. We have things you're not going to get elsewhere. We have a 4-tape set on mind control. We have an excellent DVD on Operation Monarch. That's Operation Monarch, the CIA mind control program, and the terrible horror that is wrought among the lives of the people. We have the book, The Diary of a Devil Hunter, written by Gregory Reed, who came under attack by the FBI. And why? Why? Because he was trying to train police forces about the satanic covens here in the United States. Not imaginary, it's real, ladies and gentlemen. And we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. You better begin preparing for it and understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the fact you're not hearing about this on CBS and NBC reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And, of course, without a personal relationship with our Lord, without realizing, of course, that Christianity is true, that there really is supernatural power on the other side, but the power that is on our side, or the power whose side we are on, is far greater than that on the other side. And even the demons will obey when you invoke the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, I've talked to people who've been involved in this, who witnessed the levitation. I mean, people simply rising up out of their chair, rising up off the ground. There really are supernatural powers. But understand that we have power within us. If you've given your life to the Lord, if you haven't, why, you better start thinking about it. Let me give you a suggestion. We have 2 4-tape, 2 50 DVD sets, Final Countdown, Part 1, Part 2. Each one ends with...